Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is back. Now through September 3rd, score up to 70% off everything home. Plus, end summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals. Because at Wayfair, new season means new savings. Like up to 70% off rugs, up to 50% off bedroom furniture, up to 60% off kitchen essentials, and up to 50% off dining furniture. All with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd for up to 70% off.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Immediately.
That's not good. That might be a new variant. Very careful.
Damn it! I got the Fauci. All right, whatever, dude. I'm dizzy. All right, what do we got?
Well, according to some reports from Jason LaConfora, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, LaConfora, yeah, NFL insider.
Of CBS Sports, he is reporting that Tom Brady has played his last football game and his retirement is imminent.
Shut your goddamn mouth, Jason.
He said he cited several sources close to Brady saying that they believe he's played his last football game. There is no official word from Brady at the moment, but he said expect it soon, as maybe as early as this week.
Nah, bruh.
There is some hints. There was another thing that I found today that Tom Brady's assistant is said to be job hunting. And that's fueling some speculation that maybe he's going to hang it up and he won't need an assistant anymore to do his stuff.
Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors, dog. Smoke and mirrors.
He's spent years as Brady's right-hand man, has reached out to a list of high-profile quarterbacks, including Buffalo Bills' Josh Allen, Cincinnati Bengals' Joe Burrow, the Cardinals' Kyler Murray, and the Patriots' Mac Jones for management opportunities. He's been with his boss, Brady, since he was a Patriot and made the move to Tampa with him when he signed with the Buccaneers. He did not comment on it, though. He declined to give any word other than he's looking for a job.
Yeah, I think, look, if Brady was retiring, he wouldn't be so transparent. His assistant wouldn't be. We're okay. Everything's fine, folks. Nobody freak out! We're good.
I did see that Tony Romo said, too, that he believes that he's going to hang it up for a year or two and then come back.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know how you do that. I mean, right. He's going to be 2 years older. He's, 45 now? He's going to come back at 47, 48, and then play for another year? And, you know, that's kind of unreasonable to ask the Bucks to wait 2 years until he comes back. I mean, the Bucks have to start thinking about their future and what they're going to do for quarterbacks. So, I don't know. I mean, I know that there's going to be some from free agents. Maybe Aaron Rodgers could be available if he doesn't want to return to Green Bay.
I don't know. I mean, you know, look, sooner or later it's going to happen. You know, he's going to wrap it up. I mean, what he's already done for this team is amazing, and we just have to appreciate it. But it's not because, you know, I don't want Tom Brady to enjoy his, you know, his twilight years and get as he's getting older and, you know, and all this. I just feel like the guy still has all the tools and that he still loves the game.
Yeah.
And it would seem like he's doing himself a disservice. He's worked so hard to have his body at 44 years old be in such top-notch condition, better than most people 24 years old. Why would you do all that work and then just hang up the cleats? It doesn't make sense.
I mean, he's been playing for 25 years, 23 years? I mean, he's done really everything there is to do.
I think this is 22nd year he's going into right now.
That's crazy long for a career. I mean, he's done everything. And, you know, here we in Tampa Bay can't be mad at him if he wants to leave, even though he signed for another
year.
We'll
be heartbroken.
Oh, yeah. It'd be very sad. But, I mean, he brought us a Super Bowl in his first year. So, and he was close, you know.
And broke all kinds of records the second year. Like this year, 13 wins, you know, a division title for the first time since 2007. I mean, yeah, we're a powerhouse team now. We got some respect.
We're going to be terrible, though. If he leaves, we're going to be bad. If he because he's gone, I don't know who's going to start. Unless Aaron Rodgers comes into town or something. I'm sorry, you know, Blaine Gabbert is a first-round pick, but
no,
I don't have much faith in Blaine Gabbert to be the starter of this football team and have that quality caliber season.
What if we draft somebody? What if we make some moves and move up in the draft? That kid Pickett from Pittsburgh, should have won the Heisman. They're projecting him to go 11 or 12. They said the first six picks aren't even going to be quarterbacks. So maybe we make a trade and draft a phenom rookie if Brady's gone. And then he can be developed by Arians and by Tom Moore and all these guys. I mean, maybe. And Clyde Christensen, yeah.
Maybe. I just have a feeling we're going to have to pay our penance for the super teams that we've had over the few years. Maybe. And, you know, we got a lot of free agents that are probably going to be leaving and not re-signing.
I don't think we'll be horrible, though. I think we might bounce down to average.
I think we're going to stink if Brady leaves and then they just go, all right, well, it's time to rebuild and just kind of blow up the team around him. You let Godwin go.
That ain't happening. The reports today that Godwin is number one priority for the Bucs to re-sign right now.
Doesn't mean they're going to sign him, though. It might be number one priority, but if he's commanding this money and they go, I don't have that money, we really want you to be here, though. And he goes, okay, well, I'm sorry. I'd love to be here, too, but I have to go get paid.
Yeah, but you don't think his stock's going to go down a little bit with the torn ACL?
Probably a little bit. I would imagine so, yeah.
I think that was that torn ACL was a coupon for the Bucs, is what it was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, potentially. I would love to keep Chris Godwin. He seems like a really good guy, number one. But he's a terrific football player, and I would hate to lose him.
Me too.
I just don't know. And maybe if he's a free agent and he's got the hype on him, and he goes, I could go to, see where Aaron Rodgers ends up. Maybe the Denver Broncos.
Or there's rumors.
Sign with the, and start something new there. He got a Super Bowl ring here.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at him either for getting his money and going to a contender. I would just say if you're starting fresh, you're a free agent like that. I mean, maybe there's a lot of reasons why you'd stay, but there's also a lot of reasons why you'd go. So
understandable.
I don't know. It's just a shock because I thought it was probably 55-45 that Tom Brady was going to stay for one more year. Mm-hmm. But boy, it sure sounds like he's going to hang it up. And that means Gronk's gone. And I just fret for next season if that's the case.
Well, why with this are you trusting the media? Why?
I'm not trusting.
I don't trust him with anything.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I don't know.
You know where most of these rumors, like especially this time of year, right before the draft and the combine and all that, most of the time when there's rumors flying around the NFL, almost every time, the rumors are created by agents. They do this to make their clients more money. So there's all these rumors, and sometimes it's not even related to their client. It's 2, 3, 4 steps away. You know what I mean? It's like the 6 degrees of separation. Yeah. They're so good at it. They'll start a Tom Brady rumor to make more money for Ryan Jensen. I mean, it's crazy how they do it, but that's where these rumors are flying around. It's not from team sources with the right, wholesome, goals in mind. It's money. It's money.
Yeah, I get it. I just, and it's not so much the report from CBS Sports. It's more the fact that his assistant that he's been with forever is now looking for a job and contacting other quarterbacks.
But that could be, like I said, that could be a smokescreen too. Maybe Brady tells him, hey, man, go out there and poke around for some jobs.
Like, what would Brady gain from that? He's not in a contract year. I mean, he is a team player and he likes to take care of his guys, but that just seems like a lot of work. There wasn't a speculation last year. It just seems like it's leaning more that he's going to be checking out.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see, man. We'll see. I got to tell you this, though. If he is leaning, I would not be surprised if the Bucks pull him into the office and go, look, dude, we'll give you $10 million more a year to play another. We'll give you $10 million this year to play one more year.
What's $10 million to him? He's super rich.
It's $10 million.
It's nothing to him.
Rich people love $10 million.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that this is more his family, and he wants to be with his kids, and he's he's accomplished everything that he's wanted to accomplish, really.
Right.
So I don't know what more he wants.
What about you know what we need? You know the kid that beat brain cancer that he gave the hat to and all that?
Yeah.
We need that kid.
To beg him to stay.
Yeah. Tom Brady, you helped me beat brain cancer.
It came back.
If you don't play this year, I feel like I'm going to get it again.
I feel a little tingling.
Uh-huh.
Not good.
Just saying.
Not good.
I'm feeling a little brain cancer-y. Please don't leave.
One more year, Tom. That's all I need.
God damn it. Not feeling good. Not feeling good. Yeah. Oh, then man. Anthony Fauci gets on, you know, three ways like, Tom, do the right thing. Then I got dizzy. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's a rumor. I don't know. We'll see.
It's certainly a rumor, but I mean, it's pretty clear that his assistant's looking for a job. He just didn't comment on it. That's the thing that makes me think that it's over. But we'll see. I don't know.
I want him to win the Super Bowl and then retire.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, that would be awesome if it went like that. But yeah. Sometimes this doesn't go. It's not a storybook ending. I thought it was going to be a Disney movie with that Rams game, but
yeah. Yeah, there's another side of me too, though, that would rather see him retire now than to see a catastrophic injury cause it next year.
Oh God, you know don't what even I mean? Put that in the ether.
But you know terrible. What I'm saying? Like that breaks my heart. Just the playing out the scenario in my head.
Or just as bad, really, is going 8-8.
You know what I mean? Like what if something happens and he turns 45 in August and his body goes, yeah, we're not as good anymore. And then he just starts throwing Jameis picks all over the place. And I don't want to see that happen either. I mean, yes, we lost to the Rams, but he still played unbelievable football this year. Great he should season. Be the MVP of the league.
It's just, you know, you got so many people potentially, even a lot of coaches potentially leaving. And
Leftwich should have been gone by today. I haven't looked and haven't seen anything.
It seems all but done with the Jaguars. Yeah. I guess they're waiting for, I know the GM, I think, got the boot today. So
yeah,
I would assume probably that maybe by this weekend.
Our Monday, they'll announce it probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
We'll I don't see. Know. He's going to have an uphill battle. You know, certainly if he comes back, he doesn't have the quality of team that he had the Super Bowl year. And then even this year, the team was even better. And unfortunately, just couldn't get it done with the injuries and the.
Yeah. And the we got a tough schedule coming up this year.
Yes,
too,
that's man. Another thing. The schedule is brutal. A lot of playoff teams in that schedule.
I know.
So yeah. that would stink too, like, if he comes back for his last year and goes 8-8. Because that's what they said that was going to happen when he came here. He was going right. to go. That was he was going to go 8-8.
Well,
he
can't go 8-8. It's 17 games, so he'd have to go like 9-7. Or,
well, this was
the or 9-8
last year.
Or, yeah. I don't know. I think we still have the upper hand in the division though, because the Saints lost their coach. They have Jameis as their quarterback. You know what I mean?
I think Jameis is a free agent too, isn't he? Oh, what if we get Jameis back? Oh, Jameis is coming back. He's going to come back. That's what's going to happen.
Stop your mouth, bro. No way. Not after he danced in the locker room and all that stuff. I don't want to hear it, man.
He might.
Well, I mean, it's kind of exciting, too, though, to think if we went and got another veteran. Like, what if Russell Wilson came here or Deshaun Watson came here, you know?
That would be cool. I mean, it's definitely not as good as Tom Brady, of course. But
no, but it would still be
competitive.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
I want Aaron Rodgers. I mean, everybody wants Aaron Rodgers at Brady League.
Well, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a badass, no doubt.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.